All right, I've got 6:30 then, and I'll ask, first of all, call the committee to order. And Michelle, if you could take a roll, please.
Boyd Frederick. He's here. Dave Celebrant.
Here.
Jeff Wambolt.
Here.
Mark Nordigan.
Here.
Sharon Palmaville.
Here.
And Jerry Gully.
Here.
Olivia Nahorniak.
Here.
And Gabrielle Wellman. All right.
Okay, and are there any citizens' comments tonight?
I did not receive any citizens' comments.
Okay, and as far as I know, there are none, no citizens lined up at the job center or any other forum for taking comments at this point. So we'll move on to supervisor comments. Any supervisors? Seeing none, we'll move on to chair comments. As the presiding supervisor, I have no comments. And that'll take us to the approval of the minutes from October 7th, 2020. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
There's a moving party and a second that was made. Thank you.
Okay, so can we just say our name when we do these so that I know who's saying, who's making the motion and who's seconding, please?
Gully made the motion, Palmaville seconded.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And on the minutes then, I think at best, at least at first, if we take a roll just to be safe as to a vote on this. So as to approval of the minutes from October 7th, 2020, I guess we can start first with our youth. Gabrielle, I heard you're here. What's your vote?
No, Olivia's here.
Oh, excuse me, Olivia. Thank you. Olivia, what's your vote?
Aye.
Okay. And then Michelle, if you could call out the names, please.
Boyd Frederick.
Aye.
Dave Celebrant.
Aye.
Jeff Wambolt.
Aye.
Mark Nordigan. Mark Nordigan.
Aye. Did you get that?
Yep. Sharon Palmaville.
Aye.
Jerry Gully.
Aye.
Okay. And then approval of the minutes from October 22nd. Do I hear a motion to approve on those as well?
Motion to approve.
Second by Palmaville.
Okay. Palmaville.
And on the motion, again, Michelle, if you could conduct the roll.
Olivia Nahorniak.
Aye.
Boyd Frederick.
Aye.
Dave Celebrant.
Aye.
Jeff Wambolt.
Aye.
Mark Nordigan.
Aye.
Sharon Palmaville. Jerry Gully.
Aye.
The next order of business is a resolution from our committee for the appointment of Jeff Gentz to serve on the Joint Services Board. Who is going to make that presentation?
I will.
Okay. Supervisor O'Day.
This is a reappointment. Jeff Gentz has done an admirable job on that committee, and he wishes to serve on there again. So I put his name forward.
On the question, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, so motion by Wambolt, second by Nordigan.
Yes.
I see none on the video system here, so we'll proceed with a vote. If you could call the vote, please.
Olivia Nohorniak?
Aye.
Boyd Frederick?
Aye.
Dave Celebrini?
Aye.
Jeff Wambold?
Aye.
Excuse, Mark Nordigan?
Aye.
Sharon Palmaville?
Aye.
Gary Gulley?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
The next resolution is from the Sheriff's Department. Captain Hallacy, President?
Yes, sir.
Okay, were you going to be making this presentation on this?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All four of these resolutions have already been passed by the Finance Administration Committee last Thursday. All four of them, the originals are with the county clerk until we figure out the signature protocol following this meeting. The first resolution before you is a resolution to accept a $2,700 grant from the Walmart Foundation to assist in our discharge planner program that's in our jail. The discharge planning program helps individuals suffering from addictions and helps them receive treatment through the county health department, including therapy and medically assisted treatment. This grant would allow us to buy supplies that the inmates may need upon their release from custody. For example, clothing or other groceries or what have you. There's no hard match required. This passed unanimously at the Finance Administration Committee. We request your approval.
Are there any questions in Hallacy? Seeing none. Then move to approve. Is there a second?
Right up over here, there's a hand. I did have a question.
I'm sorry. Certainly. Go ahead. I didn't see your hand here on the board.
Yeah, gotta look for it. You know, it's all brand new stuff. So, okay, I'll unraise my hand. But is this the first time we're receiving this from Walmart? I believe it is. The discharge planning program is relatively new here at the Sheriff's Department. I'm not familiar with when it exactly started, but I believe this is new. So we'll be probably contacting other potential donors in the future? Yes, that's correct. Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, I don't want to overlook any other supervisor. Are there any other comments on this? Seeing none, was there a motion to approve?
Yes, motion to approve.
Okay, and a second?
I'll second it.
Very well. On the motion, Michelle, we conduct the roll.
Olivia Nohorniak?
Aye.
Boyd Frederick?
Aye.
Dave Celebrini?
Aye.
Jeff Wambold?
Aye.
Mark Nordigan?
Aye.
Sharon Palmaville?
Aye.
Gary Gulley?
Aye.
Motion passes. Captain Hallacy, second resolution with regard to Wisconsin DOT.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This next resolution before you is a joint resolution from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Bureau of Transportation Safety, to award the Racine County Sheriff's Office and us to conduct traffic control grant enforcement. This grant reimburses labor costs associated with the enforcement efforts to the tune of 320 hours between October 1st this year to September 30th next year. Our total expected award reimbursement would be $30,000. The Sheriff's Department has been involved in this BOTS grant for several years, if not decades. There's no local match. We request your approval.
Just briefly, if I made it, Captain Hallacy, is this $30,000, is that Kenosha's share, or is that to be split between Kenosha and Racine?
The entire grant is $89,000, and our portion is $30,000.
Thank you. Are there any other questions for Captain Hallacy?
Looks like Supervisor Nordigan has his hand up.
Okay.
Two of them, this one and this one up in the corner. But okay, thank you, Supervisor Sobry. There's a huge difference here. Is it just because we're only putting in 320 hours? Or is it, hey, you guys are only going to get 33% and Racine's going to get 64%, and we have to filter it down into 320 hours?
I didn't look through all of the fine print, Ms. Minorgan. It's possible that this grant is just administered from Racine Sheriff. There may be Burlington Police, Racine, Mount Pleasant Police. I don't know. I'd want to research that before I answered it. The $30,000 covers our 320 hours.
You just don't know if is it 320 hours that we plan on doing, or is it just reimbursing 320 hours because that's what $30,000 covers?
I believe that the max is $30,000 and 320 hours would be approximately that.
Okay.
In recent years, we haven't reached our maximum because we haven't been able to staff it as well as we'd like to.
Okay. So if that's fine. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Seeing none. Okay, we'll on the motion, is there a second?
Second.
Who made the motion?
The maker of the motion was that Supervisor Gully? No.
No, it's
okay. Oh, excuse me, Supervisor Nordigan, and it was seconded by Supervisor Wambold?
Yes.
Okay. If you'll proceed to the roll, please.
Olivia Nahorniak?
Aye.
Boyd Frederick?
Aye.
Dave Celebrity?
Aye.
Jeff Wambold?
Aye.
Mark Nordigan?
Aye.
Sharon Palmaville?
Aye.
Jerry Gully?
Aye.
The motion passes. Back to Captain Halsey for the third resolution.
Thank you. This is a Homeland Security grant from Wisconsin Emergency Management for our bomb squad to obtain a $30,000 grant for the purchase of an Alert Scan X Scout X-ray system. As the committee knows, our bomb squad here in Kenosha is a regional bomb squad supported by state and federal monies. And on nearly every evolution, the bomb squad uses their X-ray machine. This is an upgrade, and there's no requiring hard match at all for purchase for this X-ray system. Request your approval.
Okay. Any questions? Let me get mine out of the way first. Captain Halsey, where would this, is this a portable machine, first of all?
Yes, it's a very small portable. It has a lot better flexibilities than the machines we've used in the past. And one of our machines is very clunky and old. This is an upgrade.
And so how would this be used, if at all, on a regular basis then?
Nearly every suspicious package vehicle, suspicious package that we investigate, the bomb technicians want to X-ray it before they begin opening it. During the uprising and unrest following the officer-involved shooting, our bomb squad opened numerous packages. Almost every one of them, they opened it after X-raying it. This would get a lot of use.
Okay, and is this simply to go forward with a grant application, or is there a timeline for this?
We've applied for the grant. We've been awarded. The timeline is, this funding grant period is between October 1st and next August 31st.
Okay. Thank you. That answers my questions. Anyone else? Anyone else?
Mark has
a little hand up here again.
Okay, Supervisor Nordigan.
Thank you, Co-Chair Celebrity. Some of the questions you asked that I have, so let me just go through this real quick. So are we replacing the old, or are we enhancing it by having one, this one, which would be portable, and we would still use the other one?
As I understand, the bomb squad commander wanted to be here. He's currently, I believe he's outside the job center, but he might be the current SWAT caller we have going on. I don't know if I can answer that question. I do know that this is an additional unit to what we already have. I don't believe it's going to replace. I don't think the old one's that out of date yet.
Okay. All right. And is there any ongoing calibration that these have to go through periodically, either based on use or time?
There's constant ongoing recertifications for all of the stuff the bomb squad does, personnel and training. And so I'm assuming that's that answers yes, but I don't know for a fact.
Okay. No, I just want to know that because we're talking about x-rays and potential emittance of those outside a safe zone, if you will, I wanted to be sure that we were following all the protocols, of course, calibrating and being sure that they're in proper working conditions, especially the old one. I'm more looking at the older one, but a portable one, when you take it down, it has potential getting damaged more. So I didn't know if any of this $30,000 would help. Is it just a purchase, or does it help us also maintain the integrity?
I'm sorry. I guess I can't. It's a great question. I can't answer it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, will I entertain a motion on this?
Motion to approve.
Go ahead,
move.
Second. Motion's made by Supervisor Palmaville, seconded by Supervisor Gully. On the motion.
Olivia Kornick.
Aye.
Boyd Frederick.
Aye.
Dave Celebrate.
Aye.
Jeff Wambolt.
Aye.
Mark Nordigan.
Aye.
Sharon Palmaville.
Aye.
Gary Gully.
Aye.
And the motion passes. Takes us to the fourth resolution, Captain Hallacy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This grant is for the department to receive monies from the Southeast Wisconsin Drug Operation Consortium, known as CDOG. We've been a member of CDOG for years. We've been offered a grant of $50,000 through the state of Wisconsin. The consortium has been $50,000 to enhance and support the operations of drug units in this multi-jurisdictional consortium. The Sheriff's Department would receive $10,000 for equipment and buy money needs. That's broken down into $2,629 on equipment and $7,371 on buy money to support KDOG operations from August 2020 to June 2021. Equipment funding would be allocated for canine unit equipment, rifles and surveillance equipment that would help improve our investigations and drug trafficking activities. Again, there is no local match, and we would request your approval.
Thank you, Captain. Any questions for Captain Hallacy on this?
Supervisor Nordigan, next.
Oh, thank you, Supervisor Nordigan.
Okay, again, it's similar to the, not the previous one, but the one before. Kenosha's getting 20%, Racine's getting 80%. Do we know why?
This Southeast Wisconsin Drug Consortium is a huge group. Several agencies are involved in it. Our portion of this is a fifth. There's more than five agencies involved here. So we're a larger unit than some. We're obviously smaller than Milwaukee and Racine.
Yeah. Okay. So it isn't 40,000 going to Racine County and 10,000 going to Kenosha County.
No, this is a consortium.
Okay. Great. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Any other supervisor questions or comments?
There are no other hands.
Seeing none, is there a motion?
I move to accept.
Second.
Supervisor Nordigan, seconded by Supervisor Palmaville. On the motion.
Olivia Kornick.
Aye.
Boyd Frederick.
Aye.
Dave Celebrate.
Aye.
Jeff Wambolt.
Aye.
Mark Nordigan?
Aye.
Karen Palmaville?
Aye.
Jerry Gulley?
Aye.
The motion passes.
Thank you. And as stated, the originals, four signatures are with the county clerk right now, and they've been signed hard copy by the finance administration. I don't know. I think Mr. Director Sean Smith and the county clerk are figuring out how to get your signatures on these as well. So thank you for your tolerance.
Very well. Thank you for helping us through this. Okay. Yes?
Hi, this is Sean. I just thought I would mention that we are putting together an electronic signature process. So all of the supervisors will receive an email in the next day or two with the forms to electronically sign. Just since there have been a few questions, I wanted to let you know.
Thank you. Is there any other business to be taken up by the committee?
Are we looking at how to sign them?
Sir?
Getting trained on how to sign these things electronically?
We will send instructions, but from my experience, it's using a product called DocuSign. Literally, you just you go in, and when you say accept, it takes you, you can review the document, and it just takes you right to where you sign. But we will absolutely be providing instructions, and we will help anyone who needs help.
Good, thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Smith? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Very well. It's been moved to adjourn. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Passes unanimously.
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
See you at 7:30.
Thank you, everyone.